Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I just have a question. I have had, which I didn't notice until I just reviewed my statements, for the past 3 months out of my account, I've had a $49.97 debit from this number that's listed on my account, and I've not bought anything from Amazon.
All right. So I definitely understand your call in regards to charges, in which I will be happy to assist. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
04410.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Danielle Lawson.
Loftman for the last name?
Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N.
All right. Thank you. Just a moment. All right, thank you for patiently holding. Can you provide me your shipping address, please?
170 Store Road, Bradford, Maine, 04410. This was the same debit that came out on the same date each month for the last 3 months.
All right.
Same amount of money.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to go in depth as far as what the charges are for. It shows December 4th, you placed an order for a Wi-Fi booster to improve your overall Wi-Fi signal and coverage. So that item, of course, cost $7.45, which covered the shipping and handling, per the terms.
That's not the one I'm referring to. It's the $49.97.
What I'm getting ready to get into there on the same account. Yes, ma'am. So the $49.97 charge came from the membership that came along with the item you ordered, per the terms and conditions explained by you placing that order. You would also be enrolling into our Consumer Gadgets Club. That's priced at $49.97 a month. You also do receive a gift card every month in the amount of $125 via email.
That needs to be canceled.
All right. So I'll go ahead and submit the cancellation. Please hold and thank you. Thank you for patiently holding. So the account has been canceled. That goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. If you have
and
a pen.
Can I ask you a question? That Wi-Fi booster is still sitting in a box. My husband didn't do anything with it. That $50 a month was a membership associated with that purchase?
Yes. The item you ordered is free. The membership is not. So as far as with you returning it to, like, receive a refund, we would not accept the return. We're not in our return policy. We're no longer doing those due to COVID.
That's fine. I mean, the item is still sitting there. I'm just confused as to what that $50 was supposed to cover every month.
So that's how much the membership is priced every month. And again, the benefit of being a member, you receive a $125 gift card they send via email, and you're able to use that on the online store.
That's associated with, like, I never received a gift card. One. Two, this membership, I have no idea what it was or what the benefit was for. But anyway.
Yes, ma'am. So I've explained it as far as with in-depth, you know, what it offers and the pricing, things of that nature. Your account is canceled. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you the confirmation for the cancellation today. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
All right. The confirmation is C as in cancel, 258-934-910. Again, that's C258-934-910. Of course, the account is canceled. You have the confirmation for that as well.
I do. and they wouldn't credit that back as I did nothing with this membership and didn't know it was a fee?
So no, ma'am, it would not automatically credit back. It's valid based on our terms and conditions. Initially up front, when you placed that order, you were advised that you would be enrolled into that membership. So I do apologize for any inconveniences. But here's what we can do. I can offer a courtesy refund. This will be 35% for the latest charge. That'll reflect within 3 to 5 business days back to your bank account.
Okay. And this isn't my Prime membership. This is something that had to do with that Wi-Fi booster.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.